This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. So we're starting to see elements of medical martial law around the world, just as I warned would happen. It's inevitable. You know, it's interesting. This is Mike Adams here, pandemic.news. It takes a lot of courage to tell the truth in an era of lies and deceit and denial. There's so much denial right now among Trump supporters. They are convinced that the coronavirus doesn't exist and that anybody who talks about where this is headed must be trying to hurt Trump. I mean, that's just stupid tribalism. Just people who are just pro-Trump cultists who can't think for themselves. Don't be so stupid. I mean, anybody who can do math can do the exponentials on this and see where this is going. It doesn't matter if you're anti-Trump or pro-Trump or anti-America or pro-America or what. The virus doesn't care about your politics. The virus is just going to keep replicating on an exponential basis until we do something to stop it. And nothing's being done in America to stop it. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The test kits are not available. Nobody's promoting antiviral nutraceuticals. I mean, nobody in a position of authority. There's really no isolation happening. Nothing. So this is going to continue to absolutely explode across America because as a culture, we're too dysfunctional to even deal with reality. And that's what's happened with our society. Totally dysfunctional, nothing but lies from the CDC. The president seems to be meandering off in some fantasy fairy tale land instead of dealing with this. I don't know what's gone wrong with Trump. I was talking with Alex Jones today and Alex was like, is the president drugged? Because Trump, he sounds like he's a drugged out zombie right now. I hate to say it, but he's not acting like the real Trump. He's just repeating a bunch of lies that Dr. Fauci is whispering in his ear. Anyway, the big point here in this podcast is that we're starting to see elements of medical martial law and governments coming in and seizing control of things, even in the United States. Law enforcement quarantined an entire neighborhood in California. Don't know exactly which neighborhood or where it was, but I saw that headline. There's a quarantine lockdown from law enforcement because somebody died in a neighborhood, died of coronavirus. And there's also word that state officials in Washington are about to take over a nursing home facility. I guess it's like a long-term care facility. You know, the one there that has the big outbreak. State officials are going to take it over. They're basically going to say, we're declaring a state of emergency and we are taking over your facility because the company that runs it can't seem to stop the outbreak. Of course, nobody in government has any competence either, so I'm not sure how it's better for the government to run it. The government will probably make it worse, but it's bad, okay? And in Italy, the city of Milan is now under quarantine and Italy has locked down a whole region, I think involving 10, 12 towns there. It's been locked down a whole new level today. It's a total quarantine now, nobody in or out. That's not old news. That's today's new news about that. It's a total, basically a military martial law lockdown now in that whole region in Italy. So this is coming. You're going to see a lot of martial law style lockdowns. You're going to see quarantines just as I predicted. I told you weeks ago that entire U.S. cities would be under quarantine. That day's coming. It's not that far away. In fact, everything I've told you about this, you probably noticed if you've been listening to my podcast, everything's been spot on. And today's only March 7th. It's a Saturday. And by the time you hear it, it's a few days old. I'm telling you, I know where this is headed. I've done the math. I've done the projections. I can see exactly what's coming down. And it's not pretty. And it's apparent to me that the United States of America is utterly incapable of dealing with this pandemic in any kind of rational way. The government keeps telling people, do not prepare. There are no testing kits in the hands of doctors almost anywhere in the country. That's insane. That's criminally negligent on the part of the CDC, by the way. There's no good information, no transparency. People are dying Number of deaths is now 19. The number of infections as of this recording is 381 across America. So remember when Trump a few days ago said, it's only 15 people. It's going to be totally contained. Everything's fine. Now it's 381 people. It's going to be 400 probably by tonight or early tomorrow morning. It'll probably be over 500 by the time you hear this. It'll be 1,000 in less than a week. So, you know, enough of the bullshit from people who are deniers. All these people who say it's no big deal. It's just the flu. It's not the flu. It's a global pandemic. It's going to collapse society if we don't deal with it in a rational way. And yet almost no response to it has been rational. Nothing. No transparency. Bad information from the government. Lies. Malicious lies from the WHO, from the CDC, from the FDA. It just goes on and on. It's horrendous. This will destroy any last remaining shred of faith in government all around the world because the government is incapable of responding in a responsible or rational way, period. This is a fourth turning where the public loses all faith in centralized authority. I've got zero faith in the CDC, and right now, I have zero faith in the Trump administration to handle this. Zero. I haven't seen a single action on the part of Trump or Pence, who is a freaking scientifically illiterate talking head propagandist on this issue. He's got nothing to offer us except a bunch of cheerleading hype and excuses. Oh, we're going to have 1 million test kits. No, you're not. You're lying. And even if you had 1 million test kits, until they're in the hands of the doctors, they don't even count. Doesn't matter. You got 1 million test kits in a warehouse somewhere. That doesn't count, man. We're being lied to. We're being treated like cattle. While the government is preparing like mad, stockpiling everything, masks and gloves and food and ammunition, they're stockpiling like we've never seen before. Record orders from the preparedness suppliers by governments and government departments and hospitals, record orders. And yet we're told, don't order anything. Everything's going to be fine. You don't need anything. You don't need food. While the government's like, we need 10 years of food. It's criminal. It's criminal. And no one will ever be held accountable for any of this because the American people just stupidly believe that the government should rule over them, even when the government is criminally negligent, incompetent, dishonest, maliciously deceptive. Why do people put up with that? That's always a question I've had. Why does anybody put up with that? And the answer is people are lazy. Lazy, non-thinkers who just want to be told what to do, what to think, how to behave. And if you follow that now, if you follow what the government tells you to do, the government will lead you to your death. That's exactly where this is heading. They will lead you to your death. And I guess there's an element here where people who die from a lack of preparedness sort of kind of brought it on themselves, you could say. Not that we want anybody to die or suffer, but if you are hearing this right now or anybody on this day is not preparing, they're kind of not qualified to survive. You know, how can you not be a prepper right now? Now, I understand people not being preppers when times are good. There's nothing going on out there. There's no pandemic. There's no war. And people could justify to themselves, no need to prepare. Everything's fine. Well, now there's a global pandemic. It's in 80 countries. It's spreading to every state in the United States. It's not there yet, but it will be soon. Major outbreaks on the West Coast and now in New York City. The governor of New York declared a state of emergency. State of Florida, state of emergency. This is a biological weapon system that's designed to exterminate human life. Supplies are selling out nationwide. How can you not be a prepper? How can you not see this? You literally have to be brain damaged or cognitively retarded to not be preparing right now. You almost have to be suicidal. But there are a lot of people who are suicidal. Remember, we live in a suicide cult. That's what I've said before. People just want to destroy themselves. That's why we have so many people doing all these self-destructive things. And so they won't prepare. And they will die by the millions all over the world. there will be millions of deaths from this, unless there's some miraculous intervention that we can't see currently on the radar. Millions of deaths. And it's doubly sad because the cures are right there, right in the open. Nutraceuticals, antiviral herbs, minerals, natural medicines, superfoods, vitamins. They already exist and they already work. And they're cheap and they're safe and they're affordable. The cures exist. But the average person in the world today has been so brainwashed by Big Pharma, they don't even recognize medicine. They think medicine comes from a pharmacy and a drug cartel rather than from Mother Nature in the form of plants and nutraceuticals and herbs and extracts and things like that. Real medicine comes from Mother Nature. Synthetic medicine is made by man, and it's inferior. But everybody's so brainwashed, they don't even recognize that anymore. They don't even know what is medicine. And so they will die by the millions. And as much as we've tried to reach them over the years, we've been censored because we had a message of truth and transparency and hope for humanity, a message of natural medicine for saving lives. And that message was not tolerated in a society ruled by Big Pharma, where the tech giants answer to Big Pharma. You're not allowed to tell people the truth about natural medicine, or you will be censored. And people will die by the millions because of the censorship of the tech giants. They are complicit in the mass suffering and death of millions of humans that is about to be unleashed, because Google did not want anybody to read natural news. Facebook blocked natural news. YouTube banned natural news and the Health Ranger channels, and Twitter. Jack Dorsey, a criminal against humanity, banned the Health Ranger account many months ago. We were silenced, even though we have arguably the most important message for humanity during this pandemic, a message that can save lives and end suffering and stop the spread of this disease. And yet we are silenced and censored because the establishment doesn't want you to survive. You get it? Do you understand? The establishment wants you to die. The establishment wants to achieve depopulation. The globalists, they've been talking about depopulation for many years. And now, what do you know? It's the ultimate weapon. Just magically gets released to achieve what they've been wanting to achieve. You think that's a coincidence? It isn't. So stay informed. I will stay on the air as long as I can. I will work to help save lives and end suffering and stop the spread of this virus as much as we can. But I'm afraid it's too late. And the establishment is too dysfunctional. And the federal government is too dishonest and too beholden to Big Pharma. Our legislature is nothing but a bunch of pharmaceutical prostitutes who sacrifice America so that they can get reelected using campaign money from the drug companies. That's what it has come to, and that system is suicidal, and it is about to self-destruct, and we're watching it. It's a front row seat, and not everybody's going to survive. If you want to live, read pandemic.news. Pandemic.news. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.